And I apologize for this, but we are going to go past 5 o'clock. We did not get very far in our agenda, so we're going to try to get through a few more. So with that, we're going to move to item 14, the Fall Capital Development Projects in the West Region.
Once again, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Supervisor for State Parks and Trails in Western South Dakota. We'll get a PowerPoint up here shortly. But just to summarize what we're going to go through is what you're going to see when the region map shows up is the West region goes from North Dakota to Nebraska to Wyoming to basically wall. And then it kind of zigzags back up to North Dakota. So some of the main parks there are Shade Hill Recreation Area, Rocky Point, Belle Fourche. We got the Georges Mikkelsen Trail and 109 miles of that, the 350 miles of the Stoneville Trail, Custer State Park, of course, and then down in the Angostura area and Hot Springs. So, yeah. Always got to be a problem in the last part of the day. Okay. Fine. Okay, up and down. Okay. So the first project here, these are staff-led projects. One was at Hobie Beach. Down in Angostura, basically the shoreline drops off very quickly there. So we added some steps and a platform to get users to have a more accessible path to get down to the lake shore and stop some erosion that was going on there as well. The next one they did there was a boathouse removal. We had a boathouse along the shore where we store some of our kayaks and canoes. We moved that over, put it on a concrete platform to make room for another camping cabin that we're going to put along the shoreline down there. Those are a very popular. And then what we've done there, you can see in the bottom picture is we're pouring concrete pads, taking out old decks that were there that were kind of getting falling apart, starting to splinter. Concrete's a lot more durable, a lot more easier to maintain and just reduce the maintenance is the main goal there. Some contractor-led projects down there. We redid the North Dump Station as a top picture there. The old one was at the end of life. So we basically gutted that whole system, repaved it. Added some more dump and fills for campers. And then the same thing, we did that on the at the south unit there at Angostura as well. Some future projects down in Angostura, I touched on cabin repairs, replacing roofs, siding. They came from the prison. The prison built these years ago, and they're half-log siding. They're constantly needing being stained. You're getting moisture behind them. So what some of the guys are finding they're liking to do is they're going with a product called TruLog. It's a metal log siding that they're replacing these cabins with. You'll see a few pictures coming up at Shade Hill where we've done that. And then the cabin roofs are all shake shingles. Hailstorms down in Angostura are furious. And what we're finding is they make a product now of a steel shake that they're coming out with. We have one cabin that came from the prison with that on. It survived the hailstorm. You couldn't even see any damage at all. And just the longevity is going to be a lot better for us with that. So Custer State Parks, some major projects we did at the park is we've added 588 campsites since 2024. This one here that you see in the picture is down at Horse Camp. Horse Camp, we have gravel pads, so we basically use crushed limestone, which is ADA compliant, to make an ADA campsite there. The rest of the park where we have asphalt sites, we actually put in a concrete pad to create that ADA accessibility. We're going to continue this process to add a few more to each campsite to just make it more accessible, more user-friendly. Bison Center Playground. This is something that is a great project. It actually shows a great partnership between the park and the resort company. So Custer State Park Resort Company, annually, for every room night they rent, they charge $1. And people can opt out of that, but they pay. So traditionally, we make $30,000 to $35,000 a year. They give that to the foundation to be used back for the park. Well, then we have donation boxes at the visitor center as well as the Bison Center. that made up the other portion of this. So this is roughly about a $70,000 playground start to finish that the guys just finished up this past week. They got to put a fence around it to keep the buffalo and the donkeys from inhabiting the area, but this is going to be ready to go and be quite an addition to the area down there, to the Bison Center. Some other projects we did is we moved this well house that we were no longer using at Center Lake. So we went from Center Lake all the way through the park, basically down to Horse Camp. They poured a new pad down there at Horse Camp to set this on. We've been making continual improvements to Horse Camp over the years. We've added shelters over all the stalls for the horses. What we were finding and learning from the people, they come out, they stay for 2 weeks. You get a major hailstorm, that horse gets beat up. Now they can't ride that horse because it gets bruised. So we put shelters up. Traditionally, they would go down and water them at the creek that runs through. So we have Lower French Creek that runs through the park there. Just the erosion, the degradation of that creek. So basically our plan was we basically got money, drilled a new well down at Horse Camp, and now we will be supplying water spigots to these different corral sites to eliminate their need to go to the creek. Well, I missed the playhouse entrance booth. So for years over the rally, we always would create a temporary booth at the Playhouse Road. And staff over the last couple of years have been working on this road more and more and saying, there's a lot of traffic coming in that we're missing. Well, thanks to Google Maps, they're getting pushed from Mount Rushmore to come off of Iron Mountain Road earlier and come through Playhouse Gate. This was the third busiest gate this year during the Sturgis Rally, and we occupied this all summer long. Forgive me, I forgot to look at what the numbers were, but we posted some very good numbers of ticket sales there, people coming through, kind of surprised to find somebody there. And then we also had the comments from the locals that went to Center like, oh, I've never had to pay before. Well, yeah, you just never paid and stopped at the Iron Ranger. So overall, it was pretty well received. The challenge to this site here was there's no electricity, there's no internet. So we relied on cell service and solar. The guys got creative and was able to run all of our systems very well this summer. Some other projects, as you guys seen this spring when you were out, the Silver Lake Trails projects, the resource work we're doing there as well with the contractor working behind the dam, that is getting finished up this fall, and that's going to be a great attribute to that area there. And then I spoke of the ARPA projects earlier, Center Lake, the playhouse upgrades there, and then a lot of upgrades at Game Lodge as well as Silver Lake have seen sewer upgrades, line replacement, lift station pumps being replaced, manholes being resealed and improved. And then another major project we did this past spring was the chapel, the Mickelson Chapel that was originally at the former Star Academy within the park. It was basically not being utilized down there anymore. So we moved that. The resorts are now going to be using that for part of their wedding venues next to the pavilion there at the Game Lodge area. And then another project that's going to start up, chip sealing in Silver Lake area. We're always patching and chip sealing roads. That's ongoing throughout the park. It seems like every year some portion of the park is seeing improvements to the road. And then the event barn addition. And a lot of this is just due to the use of that event barn, the high use. And it's going to basically serve as a prep kitchen now, some extra storage, things like that for the resort. This, again, the beauty of this is it's through the bond redemption funds. So through the franchise fees and all that the resort pays, their revenue is sustaining this bond redemption fund to where we have enough money to pay off all the bonds, plus we have extra money to do a project like this. So this will start after Roundup, basically the 1st of November. This is scheduled to start and be done by next spring. So September, October are looking very busy for the resorts yet through different conferences and weddings that are coming up. So we'll get started on this in November and get this done. Mack Construction was awarded the contract on this. We've worked with them before up at Sylvan. They did the lodge renovations after the fire as well as the store, and a good company to work with. And then some future projects that we're going to be working on is our boundary fence on the east side. It's all still old wooden posts that are starting to rot. We're starting to have problems with some of it falling over. What we experienced with the Legion Lake fire with wooden posts is they burn up. So basically, anytime we go in and start replacing fence posts, we're replacing them with metal posts. So Buffalo Corral repairs, that's ongoing. A lot of wood structures down there that we're going more to metal just for the longevity. Looking at putting a new comfort station at Center Lake campground. That's something we don't currently have right now. But with the ability of having the sewer system come through there now, that's an improvement we're looking to do. Replace the current facility up at Sylvan. Our day-use toilets up there are at end of life. They're overutilized. They're small. So we're looking to basically redo that building, add more facilities on each side for the men's and women's up there, just to enhance that area. There's a fence that keeps the buffalo out of the Game Lodge campground. That's at end of life. Looking to replace that. And like I said, chip seal projects, Bluebell lift station, always something going on with sewer and water, it seems like, in the park, and then some water upgrades to our seasonal dorms. The Mickelson Trail, these are some park staff projects and some contractor projects. So on this slide, this is the Cobbage Bridge, but that circle up there, a couple years ago, Shannon Percy, our district supervisor, was driving a gravel truck over that, and all of a sudden his back end dropped. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die. Well, basically what happened is we call those bed caps up there, and they start to rot, and it squished down on him. It felt worse than it actually was, but it takes a contractor to come and replace that. So every year, about a third of the bridges, we have over 100 bridges on the Mickelson Trail. Every year, over a third of them basically get professionally inspected. We're typically or currently working with Banner Engineering. They come out and do inspections on them. From those inspections, then, we basically can prioritize what are those maintenance needs, what do we need to do, what can we do as a staff, and what do we need to do as a contractor. So in the meantime, what we do with bridges like this, we have to sign them for weight limits. Some of them are pedestrian only. Some of them we can still run trucks and that over. But that's what's going on. This whole superstructure does not need to be replaced. It's a lot of the bed caps up top are just showing age, you know, being over 100 years old. That's typical. So that's some things that they're going to do. Trail shaping and regrading, that's ongoing. You heard that. We get RTP money to help with that. And then this bottom picture is just, it doesn't show it as bad as it was, but this is the Hepler GPA in Spearfish. The Northern Trails crew worked together with the wildlife crew here to basically redo that road, grade it, shape it. The wildlife guys don't have a road grader. We do. They rented a dozer. Our guys ran the dozer. Those guys brought in some gravel. Wildlife guys brought in some gravel and worked together on this joint project to make that an accessible road again for this fall's hunting season. Future projects will just be continual bridge upgrades and then the Pringle Trailhead. You know, we've secured the property down there. We've talked about that in the past. Now we just got to establish that trailhead in Pringle. Bearview, we talked about this morning, that bridge that's going to be basically replaced with a culvert up there. That goes to the ceremonial grounds, and then the picnic shelter replacement, the footbridge. We talked about that. There's also a footbridge that goes over the ceremonial grounds that we're going to be looking to do, and then just the new entrance signs and continual work on the summit to Bear View. Up at Shade Hill, some park staff projects there. This is some new siding that they put on. That's that true log siding. They went with the steel siding. They did find some rot underneath the old siding, so they were glad to get this project done. And then at Angostura, as well as Shade Hill, we've been going to laminate flooring over the old linoleum that's been there. Stuff that the guys can do. The crews did these cabins here, and we'll continue to work on cabins as time allows. Rocky Point, they've done the same thing there. This is true log siding on that cabin, as well as that picnic shelter they did. Put a steel roof on that picnic shelter as well. We're getting away from asphalt where we can just due to the damage that hailstorms bring on, and then that falls on us to do. And they're also redoing their entrance station roof as well. Some future projects up at Shade Hill, basically, they have 6 more cabins to replace, the siding on, 3 more to add mini splits. So we have an old system of air conditioning units that were kind of like, and then we had some wall heaters in some of these. We're finding that it's a lot more efficient and effective to go with mini splits now for that cooling and that heating of these cabins, because we're seeing year-round use more than maybe we used to when we first started building these. So also looking at building a new shop, these are some things you'll see in October when we go up to Shade Hill, a part of that tour, as well as reshaping and graveling all their campsites up there. Rocky Point, they got a boat ramp expansion going to be taking place. They've had some initial meetings on that. A lot of that's going to be funded through the Bureau of Reclamation, so that'll be a good project. We have some water lines that aren't holding up in the throughout the recreation area. We're going to basically be doing a whole new water line through that whole area, And then he's also been replacing some of his cabin floorings there. And then a big impact that's going to happen this fall after the Buffalo Roundup is a Highway 16A DOT construction project. So in a nutshell, what they're going to do is for the entire length of 16A throughout Custer State Park, the majority of the culverts are going to be taken out and replaced. What's going to happen here, though, is from Eastgate to the start of the Wildlife Loop Road, it will be closed because we have a big concrete arch culvert right after Eastgate that they're going to take out and replace. So during this time period, it's going to be closed from September 29th, the Monday after Roundup, right now through the first part of April. And they're going to do a detour. So when you come into the park from the east, you're on Highway 36, and you're going to take Ritberger Road to Cobb Road to LH and to the Wildlife Loop Road, and then you'll come back out to 16A. So, DOT will manage that detour route. We're about 8 miles probably detour, probably roughly six of that's going to be on gravel. So some of the challenges is you have the kids from Hermosa that are coming to school, riding the bus. They're going to have to be getting on the bus earlier. It's DOT's project. We've known that this is coming, and now it's finally here. So it's going to be an interesting fall and winter. I don't know what impact this may have on visitation. I mean, I think people are still going to find the park, but it's going to add some challenges. It's going to be great when it's done, but they'll get the pipe work done. This main pipe work should get done this winter. The other pipe through the park, they're going to start this fall and winter, could carry into next spring as well. They have to maintain traffic in the rest of the park. And then when they get done with all that, then they're going to come in and do a whole mill and overlay. So they're blocked out over the rally dates for next year, as well as they can't work over the week of Roundup as well. But we'll see what winter does to us this year. If you believe in the 90-day fog and all that, we could have a winter this year. So we'll see what happens. But we're starting progress meetings or meetings with the contractor in a couple weeks here, and they'll be like biweekly meetings we'll be having with the contractor. It's Paul Reed Construction out of Alliance, Nebraska, is the general contractor on this project. We'll be doing most of the pipe work. And then Bituminous Paving, I believe, is the sub for the asphalt work. And we've worked with them quite a bit, and they're a good company. So we'll see what happens and see how it all goes. So with that, I'd stand by for any questions.
Any questions for Matt? Commissioner Beast?
Yeah, within your West River region there, is Game and Fish looking at doing any new trails for expanding recreation? I know one of the last meetings I was with in the Forest Service, they're kind of gearing up to expand recreation more. And didn't know if we had any plans on looking at new trails or revising some of the old trails we tried to do for in the future.
Okay. Through the chair. Commissioner Bees, one thing that staff are currently working on within Custer State Park for a trail is connecting the game lodge where the current Creekside Trail leaves off, connecting that to the stockade on the west end of the park to connect with the Mickelson Trail Spur. So part of that trail would come down through what we call Volunteer Village on the Wildlife Loop Road, kind of behind the sewage lagoons now, hook up with the Barnes Canyon Trail. That road's been closed for a long time. And it's a hiking trail now, but basically we want to just surface it with like a crushed limestone material, might be use some of the millings that we had from the airport, and then take that all the way over to the stockade, and then that would link us, you know, to the city of Custer. So if people wanted to go from the game lodge all the way into Custer and get on the Mickelson Trail, they could. So, and then crews are always looking at improving trails, existing trails within Custer State Park. The Mickelson Trail we're constantly working on. And I know down at Angostura, the district supervisor down there, Andrew, would like to take his current biking, hiking trail from where it stops at the marina to the north of the park where that overlook is overlooking the dam. So he's trying to figure out, how do I cross this one ravine without breaking the bank of trying to build a bridge? So, but we get through that, you know, what would be there. So that constant focus is there. And then just that constant focus of maintaining what we have as well throughout the entire system.
Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Matt, and just a great presentation. It's always amazing to see the list of projects we do across, that's just one region. So very good work. Just wanted to give a shout out to staff. I know we've been doing a lot more work in-house, and that equates to a lot more work for staff. But I can't thank staff enough for going above and beyond when it comes to doing that in-house work and that labor. We have a lot of really skilled professionals within Team GF&P, and we're letting those folks use those skills to the best of their abilities, and it's really showing. I'm really proud of that. I'm also really proud of the fact that the Wildlife Division and the Parks Division are working together so very well in Region 1. I hear time and time again, Matt, that your staff from CSP are helping, you know, with the shooting range, with GPA management, with just a lot of different things. So please keep that up, along with our education teams getting along so very well. It's great to see, and I'm glad that that continues. So thank you.
Good partnership. Thank you. Yes.
Excellent. Any other comments from the commission? Because we have Matt.